Taking a look at some more farm news for you, the U.S. Court of Appeals in Washington granted the Environmental Protection Agency's request to delay air emissions reporting requirements for farms until May 1st. DairyHerd.com says the ruling was issued late Thursday. EPA had requested more time to fine-tune the guidance on who must report and what must be reported. In April of last year, the D.C. Circuit Court had ruled that farmers were required to report air emissions of hazardous substances that exceeded certain thresholds set by two specific environmental laws. Attorneys involved in the case say it's likely that Congress didn't intend for the laws to apply to farmers. Livestock groups supported the EPA request for the delay, while environmental groups and animal rights activists have been pushing the court to apply requirements to farmers. Last April, the court had overturned EPA exemptions from air emissions reporting requirements that were issued to American farmers. The EPA asked the court for a delay in the requirements last October. Further complicating the issue is that there's no scientifically accepted method for monitoring emissions requirements from livestock operations. Farm lending at commercial banks increased during the fourth quarter of last year. Demand for all types of loans except for farm machinery and livestock increased significantly over 2016. Operating expenses continue to make up the majority of loan originations. Loans for livestock made up over a quarter of all new non-real estate loans. The total value of operating and livestock loans increased almost 50% over the previous year, but they're still below 2014 and 2015 levels. Large loans continue to make up a majority of farm loan volumes at commercial banks. Because of high production costs, loans of $100,000 or more continue to make up more than 70% of loan volume. After declining through 2016, the average size of farm loans grew every quarter from 2017. Interest rates on all types of farm loans increased in the fourth quarter of last year. Total farm debt increased in the third quarter of 2017 from the previous year. The slight jump is due to both real estate and non-real estate debt. Delinquency rates are still low for both real estate and non-real estate loans, staying near 2% in the third quarter of last year. That's been a look at farm news here on KLGR.